Peace be with you. Good morning and welcome to Rosedale United Church. It is always good to be together. My name is Kristen Phillipson. I'm one of the ministers here along with my colleague, Reverend Roberta Howie. On our sign out front, you'll see the words learn, grow, and serve, which is what our spiritual practice here celebrates: transformation, wisdom, generosity. Rosedale United is an affirming congregation in the United Church of Canada, welcoming to folks in the LGBTQ plus communities, and we acknowledge that our church is hosted on the lands of the Mississaugas, of the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat. So today is the third Sunday in Advent, a day to celebrate joy. Joy that finds us sometimes unexpectedly, and when we're living in the meantime, which all of us are doing right now. What better way to celebrate joy than through the music of this season? Rosedale United's music director, Susan Sutchard, conducts members of our choir today in performing part one of Handel's Messiah. As a soprano, Susan has sung with the Canadian Opera Company in their chorus and all of the professional choirs in and around Toronto. And each year, each December since 1985, she has performed Handel's Messiah, and she is so pleased that this December is no exception. We also welcome today guest organist Andre Streliev, staff pianist for the National Ballet School of Canada, or associate organist at St. Jude's Anglican Church in Oakville, and the rehearsal accompanist for the Tafel Music Chamber Choir. As we consider our theme this morning, we're inviting you to ponder this question in your hearts. What brings you joy? Where has joy met you in the moment? So let us worship with joy. We begin with lighting our Advent candles and our Advent candle songs.
Joy shines as a solitary star. Faith is the
Good morning, everyone, and peace be with you. Today, as we light these candles together across time and space, I invite us to take in a deep breath and think about all that brings us joy this weekend. Into the world's shadowed places comes the Advent light of Jesus Christ. The light of joy which breaks free in singing and celebrates within the faith community. The light of joy that brings the scattered family home together and replaces loneliness with friendship. We light this Advent candle to honor God's joy smiling in Jesus Christ. May we reflect that joy in our actions.
of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in a desert a highway for our God. Shall be exalted, shall be exalted, shall be exalted, shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill made low. The crooked straight, and the rough places plain. The crooked straight, and rough places plain. Exalted. Every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill made low. The crooked straight, the crooked straight, the crooked straight, and the rough places plain, and the rough places plain, and the rough places plain. The crooked straight and the rough places plain.
Let us pray. Wonderful Counselor, mighty God, O Promised One, we come to this time of Advent awaiting your presence. Give us the wisdom to see meaning in these busy days. Give us the courage to wait in times of pain and trouble. Give us compassion to wait for one another. Give us the faith to wait for the Messiah when we are threatened by the Herods of this world. Give us the hope to wait for the Savior, even when we cannot hear the angels singing. Give us the love that does not wait when it meets Christ in our neighbor. Amen.
Our reading today is from the prophet Isaiah, the good news of deliverance. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. God has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide all those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, planting of God to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord God, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations. and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom God has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in God, and my whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. This is the witness of Israel. Thanks be to God.
Oh.
Kristen asked us to write about what brings us joy, and I had a vivid memory come before me. I worked at a daycare center during one of the most trying times in child care, when Frozen was released in theaters. Imagine a sea of children of different ages and backgrounds having memorized in entirety that entire Disney musical, belting it out for hours on end. No, I don't want to build a snowman. They would recreate it. They would draw it. They would declare themselves all Elsa or all Anna. No one would be the snowman, by the way. It was a trial, but I survived. This is one of the reasons I love kids. They do not care about how well they sing or if someone is watching. They don't care if the costume's authentic. They know the music. They love the music. They sing the music. They become the music. They sing it because their hearts demand it. It is the thing that brings them joy, and you cannot help but feel that joy from them. No one, no teacher, no parent, no grandparent, no Santa even, will stop them from singing what's in their heart. That amount of joy is one I try to find every day. I may not belt out the words to Hamilton, the musical, all the time, but I recognize that music is one of the great sources of joy for us all. It is a God-given gift to say what is on our hearts and spirits in song, to express our whole selves with melody, and to find others to sing in harmony with us. It is freeing and exhilarating and soul-crushing and holy. Music, song, dance, they don't just make the world go round. They do so with a nice beat. Today, I invite us all to embrace our inner child. Whether you're as talented as the artists that are appearing today, or we sound more like my cat, find your song, dig deep, and let it go.
That walk in darkness. A people that walked, in darkness, have seen a great light, have seen a great light. The people that walked, in darkness, have seen a great light.
Our second reading is from Psalm 126. It's a translation by Nan Merrill. When the divine lover enters the human heart, all yearnings are fulfilled. Then will our mouths ring forth with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then will we sing our songs of praise to you, O beloved of all hearts. For gladness will radiate for all to see. So great is your presence among us. Restore us to wholeness, O healer, like newborn babes who have never strayed from you. May all who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. May all who go forth weeping tears of repentance, bearing seeds of love, come home to you with shouts of joy, leaving sorrow behind.
And Lord, the angel of Thank you.
When I think about what brings me joy in life, I am struck by the smallness of the moments that come to mind. Joy for me, I've come to realize, is not the feeling I get when I crane up at the ceiling in a great cathedral or spin to take in the heights of mountains or peer cautiously at the depth of a canyon. These are moments of wonder and amazement and awe. But joy for me tends to appear suddenly and in the minutiae of my daily life. I sat down to make my list, and the most ordinary memories emerged. The quiet morning, years and years ago, when my kids were little and I was at home. We stayed home one morning, no playgroups, no activities. We were sitting on the floor, and I was adding blocks to the land that they were building. I remember the feeling distinctly, a profound sense of well-being, just being in that moment, allowing myself to be with those who needed me. Other memories came to mind as well. Snuggling in blankets, reading to my kids after their nap time or reading to them as they fell asleep, Ramona, Harry Potter, Farmer Boy, nights playing cards at the dining room table, laughing with friends, the first time I held my husband's hand. Joy is what I feel whenever I consciously delight in the simple and the small and the ordinary. Here is a fleeting glimpse of heaven right on earth. Indeed, the sacred story of this season celebrates the joy of God with us in the humbleness of the everyday. God comes to be with us not just in the great cathedral and in the majesty of the mountain and valley, but in the silence of night and in the radiance of a child, the family and its friends who pop by, and the animals, the sight of all that's most holy and sacred. May the simple, small, and ordinary moments in life bring you joy and add a little of delight and tenderness to your journey. Amen.
Then shall the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing.
Thank you.
My friends, let us lift up our hearts, our minds, our hands, and our voices in prayer today. And let us pray. Great Creator, we give you thanks for all that you have given us, for the chance to gather and sing and listen and appreciate all that we have. As we go out into the world, may the songs that we have listened to touch our hearts and carry us through another week until we see each other again. Be with us and remind us of joy. Amen.
Thank you.